It is.
She isn't really going for the open shirt thing there.
Apparently. I mean, listen. I look good.
Yeah, you pull it off. I don't know about me. I'm like more like the Mike. I'd love to be. If I was doing well, I'd be Michael from GTA 5.
Shout out to the chick on TikTok who was talking about men wearing slutty long black tees. And I was like,
slutty?
I don't know.
Showing you less skin.
She just said it was slutty. Well,
you've worn singlets on this thing before.
Yeah, but then I leave nothing to the mystery. You don't know what's under here.
Thank God.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
It's just not the way I lean. Good for you. It works for the girls, but
yeah.
I go the other way.
Why the fuck do you constantly put these pillows here? With that?
I don't know. It just feels like if you need to lean back and you...
No, you don't lean back. The choice is you don't.
True.
Blocking off half the fucking green screen there. I really need to bring the big lights because we get shadows when I do it like this, but I forget.
Now I'm in the shadow. I should get closer.
No,
That's what a good, like, producer person would do, or a set director, DOP person.
Listen.
Whatever they have on these type of shows.
Producer, I would, yeah.
Yeah, the shadow's a bit less now.
Yes, because I'm putting it directly. I'm going to get shadows no matter what. Unless
I got the best review. Potential partner was somehow found this podcast before I'd even mentioned it, that I was talking to on, like, one of those Bumble sites.
Mm-hmm.
And she admitted a week later after we'd already met and were getting along.
You know, it's if you're not into her, that's really creepy.
It's the dumb. For me, it's flattering. Yeah. Like, the creepier a girl gets, the more my ego loves it. I'm like, yep, wait outside for me all night, and like.
And I thought I had issues.
Yeah, no, I'm just the self-esteem is that low.
We clearly already started. Welcome to the Nine Split Podcast, episode number 97.
Possibly. I don't even think it's that high. I think it's like 94 or 5, but it's been so long. Who knows?
It's 97 now.
Really?
I was saying
you're making it.
I'm making it 97 now. It's fucking 97. You've got
to
find those hidden
secret episodes to catch up.
Yeah, it's on my OnlyFans.
Yeah, so she mentioned that she discovered the podcast and the website that I used to...
The thing that used to get you invites to...
Yeah, when, you know, I could be bothered. And I think eventually, like, one of them stopped. They were, like, a lot more strict about the time when Chris Hemsworth came over. And I couldn't get, like, passed for that. That was a few years ago. Yeah, that was Supernova, I think. And everyone was upset about how much he charged. Even though it was less than he would charge at, like, San Diego or something. Yeah. And certainly now, yeah. Prices, man. But
cost of living.
Yep. I couldn't get one for that, so I was a bit like, what's the point of all this? Even though, you know, I should have been doing it just for the love. But just paying the amount that I had to website didn't make sense.
And see, again, as a freelance photographer who does things for people who he used to pay to go see, and then I just went, I just wanted to get shit for free. And now it's like, no, you have to pay me money to come. I was doing the exact same as you, except now I'm getting paid.
Mm. That's crazy, though. Like, where are they? They're just to use your images.
Yeah.
They'll
pay
you.
Have me there, yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know those dudes got paid at, like, random sports things. I knew the ones with the giant cameras got paid that, like, go this long at, like, an NRL game because they've got a vest and it's all very official.
Well, some do, some don't.
I imagined a publication was paying them on retainer or something like that. I don't know the whole. I guess you could call the wrestling events sports.
Whoa.
Sudden shade.
Whoa. Well, first of all, I was at sumo fucking Sunday.
That's 100% sports. It's not scripted. They just the best man will win.
Hmm. I'm in talks also to currently do pole. I'm also in talks to do some actual fucking cage fights.
When you say pole,
as in pole dancing.
Nice. Because I thought it could be pole vaulting. Who knows?
I'd like to do that too.
Yeah. And it's easy because you're just one guy. You're not asking for extra passes. It's only ever the one pass. Mm. So they can just throw you that.
Despite how many people who know the things I go to go to me. Hey, can you get me a ticket? I'll be your assistant. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, I thought of that and within 2 seconds in my own head was like, that's not going to happen. You're a pretty light operation, like in terms of overhead and everything like that. It's not a huge... undertaking. I mean, there's skill involved, but you're just a guy with a camera in the end. So, you know, relax. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Even though at the ICC, I had my own dressing room.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I guess I got plenty of rooms to hand out. So
they gave me one.
Yeah, well, somewhere to put your lights and shit. I don't know. Don't you just work with what they have there? Like if it's a stage.
Depends if I'm doing promo shots or not and other stuff.
Okay.
Some events I bring lights to, some I don't. Mm. I didn't bring lights to the ICC. They didn't want to pay for them.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
I nearly watched the Blade Runner experience there, and it had like a full orchestra playing the soundtrack. But I went to try and book it, and it said the ICC is permanently closed. On the look it up on Google, like if you.
Well, I can tell you right now, yeah, it's so weird. It is not permanently closed. Yeah, I was just, there on Sunday.
I figure it's not, but for some reason Google thinks it is. It's very confusing. There needs to be some communication there, which I've discovered. It's not perfect. Like being a delivery driver guy, you know, high value man over here. The number of times I'll go to an address and it's like one of those weird separated streets. Like there's one on the North Shore I went to where you're down here and then there's like a whole walkway and then the street starts again up here and it's like upper and lower, blah, blah, blah. And of course you punch in the right place and it takes you up here when naturally the place you need to go to is down there. And to get from here to there, it's like a huge 5K detour and it's just like that happens way too often. And you need to ring the guy, and half the time they don't have a number or don't answer, and you're just like, thanks, cool, I guess I'll waste another 2 hours.
It's episode 94.
Cool, okay, yeah, that's what I figured, 94 or 5. Anyway, so this girl mentioned she'd seen it, and she was like, yo, yeah, that's pretty cool that you do that. And I was like, oh, what did you think? And the best thing she could say was, it looks like you guys really enjoy what you do. You have a lot of fun there, so that's nice. And I was like, okay, I gotcha. And she's like someone who watches stuff that we watch. But hey, that's all that matters. We're having a good time.
Listen, all I'm saying is, if you're watching this podcast, I don't want to talk to you. Mm. You're scum as a person if you think this is quality.
Wow.
I'm not better than our viewers.
Maybe they've got like a... Yeah, because I know my son's friends always tell me they watch it.
Listen... True members of our audience understand that I'm a wrestling fan. One of us needs to be a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely filling that role.
I'm in the old black.
Whereas in reality, I'm the asshole. No, my son's got all these like, yeah, obviously they're teenagers and they'll be like, oh, when's your next episode? And I can't tell if they're just trolling me because I know I have one. Or if they're actually like, yeah, we watched it. It's great. Like, I just, I'm too autistic to tell if they're just fucking with me.
Yeah. But
if you are, nice work, Spencer. And the kid with the house, whatever his name is, there's this one kid that has a mansion in Rose Bay, and they all pester him to like use it as a house party, and he still hasn't broken, but they'll get there. And they'll trash it, and he will regret it.
But it's a canon event.
It's got to happen. Just figured we'd go through whatever crap I'd thrown into the group. The most recent stuff is probably to do with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, it is.
Something to do with pooping on people's heads in a threesome. Start off with a classy, you know, high note.
Oh, so we are starting off with the most relevant things and then going to the shit that's unrelevant. And
By the end, everyone's dropped off anyway.
Yeah, like, all right, cool.
Apparently, there's stats for shows like this, and a lot of people go off like after half an hour.
So we're actually doing this the right way.
Yeah, that's my new philosophy.
Okay.
You know, since last time.
And would you like to talk about it, or should I?
I've read like two articles. Apparently, him and Brock Lesnar are involved. And there's all sorts of Me Too allegations. I saw some comments on Reddit that were like, oh, she was into it, and then just she's now going after her bag. The usual shit you see when someone claims, you know, there was an alleged assault from a big name. All these kids come out of the woodwork and like, they're just doing it for the money. And I don't want to support that side or come down hard on the other side until there's more evidence. I'm going to just see where it, if it goes to court, then let's see what court says. But
so, as of today, which Pat has not seen, Vince McMahon has once again resigned from the TKO board of directors and has resigned from all positions in the WWE. I do not think he's going to come back this time because I don't think the TKO board of directors would allow such a thing.
I thought he was pretty much the... I've got to watch a friend, the same one that watched this podcast, said she saw a documentary about Vince McMahon.
Oh.
It's like the 11... I don't know, some like thing on Netflix about him. And she said he's definitely got some... skeletons in his closet.
Yeah.
He's certainly a personality. And there was like leaked, I think I sent you on something, like all these DMs that he was sending people.
Yep.
Pretty spicy stuff. Doesn't seem super like well adjusted, but can we be mad being a bit weird?
It's my favorite thing in the world is when Pat sends me stuff that it's like, yeah, he's definitely seen this 2 days before I have, but I'm going to send it this to him now.
Well, I just figured it was a way to keep track of it as well. And it would remind me like when we did this. Like, hey,
do what?
Well, the actual podcast, finally.
Pat, the podcast isn't real. I'm not real.
True.
I don't exist. Here
like Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a good meme the other day, actually. It was like a reunion 20 years later, and the top picture was like Edward Norton and Brad Pitt when they were like 30.
Mm.
And then it was just Edward Norton when he was 50. So, yeah, watch that movie if you haven't yet.
Fight Club?
Yeah, because it's like we've got a young audience. We have to be responsible and steer them in the direction.
I don't want a fucking young audience.
Well, too bad.
Old rich MILFs.
Okay, Matt Rife. That's like, I don't want this audience. I'm going to just... That's who you're being. Yeah, if you watch this, you're trash. That's basically, you've turned into Matt Rife. Oh, he's in Sydney right now. A friend saw him last week, or at least he was recently. I was like, you're going to watch that guy? He cheats. I saw it on TikTok. So how dare you? He should be cancelled. You got to separate the art from the man.
Yeah.
But I used to like him as a person and a comedian because I didn't really know him as a person, so I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. But the amount of shit I've heard now, like, oh, well, he's still funny.
Now,
but
do you want the completely right-wing point to counter out lefty over here? Because you're the new Peter, apparently.
Yeah, I've got to just cancel all the bad guys.
Yeah, that's, and I'm just like...
The hypocrite.
We should hit... I can't finish that on recording. I can't even finish... That's one of those things that will haunt me.
The thing that got him the most cancelled was, like, his girlfriend said that he was all about her all the time. And just, they were very busy in the bedroom constantly. And then he went on a podcast the next day to seeing her and was like, you know what? I can't stand at all, ever, vaginas that are outies. Hate them. Never want them. Worst thing ever. Guess what she has?
An outie?
Yep. So, I don't know. Brave man. That's all I'm saying. And then he broke off with her, and then she found out later that he was with like five other women at the same time. And they all joined like a Facebook group and basically...
A famous traveling celebrity is with more than one woman.
I know. Who would have thought?
Fuck.
What do you think he is? Some kind of rock star? Yeah. No, I just think, in my mind, the worst thing he did was say that he doesn't want women, like the young women that are 90% of his audience, as his audience. He wants to appeal to the bro community, like other people have definitely camped in, such as Andrew Schultz. Yeah, he got in a bit of trouble because he was in Australia recently, and he was like, you know, making the whole, he somehow discovered that the Indigenous population, a certain percentage of it, marginalized community, do have issues with addiction regarding the kind of stuff that you put in your car.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Someone who saw this, he did not get in trouble. Nobody gave a fuck.
That's where I was going to go. Because I'm in a lot of TikTok communities, as you well know. And, you know, it's like friends. You don't have to go outside. They're just there every time you turn on your phone. Yeah, a lot of them are in that community. And one, like, quite upset, understandably, Aboriginal woman was like, hey, this is not cool. We need to get this word out and cancel this guy. And I had to be the well actually dude and be like, okay. Because I had no idea who he was, and I knew exactly. Well, I've been watching him since he got big during COVID.
Probably the most well-educated, like stand-up comedian. He understands the culture that he makes fun of as well.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's deliberately provoking outrage for the views, and that's his brand. And so I was trying to delicately explain to these quite rightly outraged women that, like, yeah, that's not gonna. You can write all the petitions you want. You can send all the, you should still, anger is valid, but nothing you do is going to change anything at this point. Like, he's going to come back, and the same people that watch Joe Rogan and, people like him are going to watch him. So that's just the corner that he's dug. That's the brand, and that's it. There's kind of been a backlash from the whole cancel culture thing, and a couple of celebrities have managed to dig their heels in, and that's it now. Unless they, like, walk outside and shoot up a school. It's so nice to be able to speak openly. I don't know. I know YouTube can demonetize things, but we don't make money anyway, so whatever.
All right, so
yeah.
Trump and the coronavirus, right? Let me spread some nice false information for you. So the truth is, cut me off whenever you feel like that.
Well, I've got I was going to do this in December, but hey, you know, someone has a life, right? But yeah, I've got a list.
Oh, yeah, fuck, it's 2024.
10 things according to IMDb based on like monthly visitors to the titles. So I don't know if that's the best metric, but it seems fair because all these things look like I know all of them except for The House of Usher. I'd never managed to watch that. But we've got the top 10 series, movies, and then like actors. So I was going to give you mine from last year, but no one cares about that. So let's just see what they say, and you know, maybe I can.
That was to me it. To prep before the podcast.
I literally did this on the way over.
My prep for the podcast is I charged the things that power the podcast. Yeah.
And there is a show that has dropped recently that I admit I'm embarrassed to say I haven't watched yet. It's called Echo. So that can be next time, but apparently it's good. Let's see what you did there. But yeah, it's got the deaf chick from the dude with the arrows.
Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yeah, that chick. The one that, was it her that killed Kingpin off camera?
I think so.
Yeah, but then clearly didn't because he's due to come back in a big way. And with the Daredevil series coming out, that hasn't dropped yet, obviously, but apparently it's...
By the time this does...
Yeah, probably will. But it's bringing back all... I saw that this morning as well on Reddit, and basically all the people, his friends from that series, are returning. So, because there was a lot of speculation over the last few years, who's going to be included, and the only confirmation we had was the man himself, and, obviously Vincent D'Onofrio, and everything else was kind of up for grabs. But, yeah, they're all back. So that makes sense. Good. We like them. Bring them back. That was obviously the best Netflix series. I don't think they're going to resurrect the Defenders or anything like that. Punisher was good. Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Daredevil came first, and to me it's always going to be the OG. That fight in the hallway with no cuts. Punisher's fine.
Even some of Jessica Jones was better than Daredevil.
That had some fine moments, but I don't think it stayed consistently at, a high through the entire series. But it had one of the best, antagonists. The whole the Doctor Who mind control dude. Was it Mr. Purple? I know he wore a purple suit.
David Tennant played...
I'm not comic book guy enough to, know the exact...
I know.
And it's something about, the lights, or when I know there's something being recorded, or I'm the one speaking, I can just not remember names. But if I'm listening to a podcast, and I know I've probably said this before, it all just comes straight to mind. But, yeah. So when I'm editing, that happens. Last episode, I was talking about the director of Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept calling him, Justin Wang?
Kilgrave.
Ah, that's it, Kilgrave. And his name's James Wan. So that whole... I mentioned his name, six times, and I'm listening and just cringing every time. And, yeah, I was like, well, fuck it. That stands. But now I just want to mention, I do know who... You know who I meant? The one popular culture... the guy, the blockbuster Asian director. Because there's, Ang Lee, he did The Hulk, that's kind of a blockbuster, but then he went straight back into the art house stuff. James Wang, I don't know why I keep calling him Justin, let's start with J. Anyway, so we've got the top 10 series for 2023. Number 10 is Gen V, which I did watch, finally, the whole thing. Pretty good. Kind of saw, I don't know if we can talk about the ending.
Yeah.
Homelander comes down and takes out, the two good guys.
Oh no, Homelander's gonna kill us.
Yeah.
This is the part where, Homelander comes and kill us, and turns out this entire podcast and the build-up has just been one ad for The Boys.
Yeah.
I'll do it, Prime. Give me some money. I'll kill this podcast forever. We'll die.
I'll take the hit for a show like that, yeah. And I kind of saw that coming, when he came down, and I've seen the clips of him getting stuck up there, behind-the-scenes footage, and he's like, come on, guys.
I'm fucking way too high.
Yeah. And as soon as he was in there, I was like, this is not going to go well for our heroes, because he's not a good guy by this point. We know this. It's set after, or during the last or season
it's
two,
set after.
Or season three of
season
The Boys.
Three.
Right, yeah, because season four's out this year, and that looks like a doozy. I'm just excited about that whole world. But yeah, so the girl that's controls blood, she's really cool. Can't remember her name, obviously, but he blasts her in the chest. She seems to make it. Yeah, she's not dead. The news is hey, guys, so they've captured the two, bad guys, the terrorists, that rampaged through the school. And it's not the two we know who actually did it. So I don't know how they're going to deal with that. Because, it was the executives of Vought that were threatened. They have to be complicit in condemning the two people that saved their lives. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know if that... There's no one really at this point that can take on Homelander. So what keeps us coming back? How's it going to go? What about that soldier boy? What happened to him?
Frozen again.
Okay. So the only person eventually who could maybe take on Homelander, other than the dude that blew himself up at the start of Gen V, spoilers, is possibly...
I like that he says spoilers for that, but it's like, so let's talk about the finale.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched it by now, you're a fake nerd anyway. Fake gamer guy, whatever you want to call it. Not that I can talk, because I haven't watched Echo, even though that just dropped.
Huh?
Things like that. You're going to do that every time?
Do what every time?
Point. The dude blows himself up. So the only other one that might be as strong would be his son. So they're setting themselves up possibly for an eventual Star Wars style showdown. So that's the only, And in until then, just like, or what would be smarter would be to turn him, sort of break him mentally, because he does seem kind of unhinged. So I think kind of press his buttons in the right way. We'll see. So number nine, The Bear. I've seen that too.
I've seen season one. Started watching season two.
I'm trying not to spoil that.
Didn't have time.
Yeah, did you see the Christmas episode?
Nope. I think got to second episode and I went, huh.
All right. It's a good show though. It deserves higher. Both of those should be higher. They should be higher than number seven, which is The Fall of the House of Usher, which seems like really lame. I haven't seen it. Anything about it, so I'm just saying that based on the name. Ted Lasso was an eight, obviously. That's apparently that amazing. Higher. Yeah, I would have put that higher too.
I would have put that probably two. I don't know what the rest of the list is.
I've only seen clips and like the first episode, but I know enough people like Kevin Smith, Mark Bernard, and other reviewers that just worship it. So if they love it, then that's good enough for me. And I did download a couple off the internet legally, I assure you. So it's on. It's gathering, not dust. That makes it sound bad. I've got it. You know, like when you have a 5-course meal, there's a reason you put dessert.
You're rambling, last. Pat.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
That's why you were here. This is my chance to ramble. You're stuck with me. If you've been like, this is what this could be. You know how they've got like Guantanamo Bay.
Yep.
Right, and they force the prisoners into a room like this with bright lights, and they never turn them off, and they just play like really loud heavy metal all the time. If they want to mix it up a bit, just throw one of these on.
So we're worse than water torture.
Yeah, we're basically breaking the Geneva Convention right now. Israel and Russia. So let's keep it topical.
Come on, bring
river
up.
To the sea.
Yeah, but I say, I like that you say Israel and Russia, nothing to do with Palestine, but we're not getting into this fucking war either.
Even for me, I think there's a lot of fucked up things happening on both sides, but that's a whole nother conversation.
That we're not going to have.
Yeah, all right. So number six, One Piece. Love that show.
Didn't watch it.
Okay. It was fun with the kid. I wouldn't put it up as like critically a great, like all the other ones I would put above it that I've seen, like The Bear and Lasso and Gen V, what I've seen of Ted. But like, and Ted now is a series. Have you seen any of that?
Yes, actually I have. Watched it good? All. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I liked it. Yeah, it looked funny. But it doesn't have Mark.
So?
How do they explain that?
It is Mark. It's a prequel.
Oh, it's before Mark?
It's the kid version of Mark.
I'm so confused. What? But, because he's had him the whole time.
Yeah.
I forget that in the movie he's just like been his mate forever. So they've somehow got to make sure they still lead to where he ends up in the film.
Yeah.
I can't go too crazy. They can't get too famous with it or anything. Like, become like a Forrest Gump guy. He's got to be still grounded. Yeah, okay. So it's set. That's why I was confused, because in the trailer it looked like they made it as if it was the 90s or early. It looked like it wasn't happening now.
Yeah.
So that explains that. Okay, thanks. So One Piece I recommend, but it's a fun, silly adventure. They did surprisingly well, and it's surprisingly watchable for like a cartoon, a series based on an anime, which I know is very popular as well, but it's just so ridiculous. Like there's shark men, there's a kid that like the main character can throw his hand across a room, he's made of rubber. He ate a fruit and then was somehow like Elastiman. That's what we're dealing with, so don't expect like...
I think it's called Devil Fruit or something.
Yeah, it's not going to change your life, but it's fun.
Man, I am like porcelain white.
Yep. We are
especially under these lights.
Cishet white man on a podcast. That's all the world needs. More of that.
Hey, I have long hair.
Five. The Mandalorian. They're talking about a movie soon with Happy from Iron Man directing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a name. Anyway, the big guy. He knows what he's doing, so that should be fun. I think, obviously, the main guy that's always there with Star Wars now, that did Clone Wars, Dave Filoni, he's always involved. So that's sort of Dave plus Happy. And looking forward to that. It's got a really like weighty name. It's probably in the group again somewhere, but like it's basically a Mandalorian and the Grogu kid traveling around the universe, TM. Like it's just, they need to work on that. Three, Succession. I haven't seen the last season. Great show though. I
haven't seen any other show.
Yeah, it's very Aaron Sorkin does a lot of very dialogue heavy shows. You know, a huge amount of like soliloquies and insults, like some pretty creative If you ever watched, you know, like The West Wing, kind of reminds me of that. No, or to a point, Billions. It kind of starts off like the first season of Billions.
I like Billions.
It's pretty good. Then it goes off the rails after Damian Lewis gets kicked off. And I think he comes back for the final season, which I haven't watched yet. So when I saw Succession, I was like, oh, this is kind of a ripoff of Billions because it's just rich people being dickheads. And they all hate each other and they're all trying to like get into the top spot. And none of them are like sympathetic. They're all complete twats. And I hate all of them. But then eventually, and that's good writing, I guess, over the series, if you stick with it, you learn to kind of grow a soft spot. I don't think you fall in love with them, but you're sort of like, all right, I can see how they ended up where they are. And that explains why they're such a colossal douche. Especially like the one that he got an Emmy, Macaulay Culkin's brother, the younger one. He's like the ultimate playboy, dilettante, young rich kid that's just running around and suddenly has all this responsibility thrust upon him and has to either man up or, yeah, because his big brother is also kind of falls apart, who was always like this straight, square, responsible one, and eventually he just implodes. So, yeah, no spoilers. But if you can handle a bit of, like I said, dialogue heavy, it's not an action series, there's a lot of back and forth in one room, great acting, then do that. It's loosely based on like the structure and story of like the Fox family with Rupert and Lachlan and all that. Mm-hmm. Very loose. I'm not going to say it's, you know, one for one, but they're a controversial right-wing cable company and operate in the news. So, you know, obvious parallels. Number two was Ahsoka, which was fun. I think it was a bit disappointing for some people. I enjoyed the fight scenes. There's a character who's like an Australian actress who plays like the girl with blue hair.
Yep.
They picked her over a bunch of other like half Asian women that could fight because she could fight really, really well.
Really well.
Cottonmouth. Yeah, apparently one of the reasons they picked her is because she could fight so well. So I got to respect a series that does that. I mean, obviously she can act and she's beautiful and all that. But a big factor was her skills as a martial artist. And I believe her father is a choreographer slash stuntman in a lot of movies like this since Day Dot, so kind of, you know, it's good to keep it in the family. Top 10 movies. I don't know how, but Flash is on the list. I can't think of...
Did you just totally skip the show?
No. Oh, The Last of Us? Yeah. You know, we all know that was number one. That was going to be number one. That won a bunch of awards, by the way. I totally accidentally skipped that, yeah. What else is there to say? You know, we've talked about it before. They're doing a second season. I think they're shooting now. It's going to be a doozy. Well, at least I've seen a lot of casting done for it, It looks pretty good. I don't know who's playing Abby yet.
I think I saw the casting for that. I don't remember who it was though. But also at the same point in time, I've not seen the show.
That's insane. Even my son, who never watches anything, has seen it. All he watches is TikTok videos with the NBA or like hip hop people. And he's watched the entire season. Thanks, school holidays. It's really good. So just put it on your list. Jesus.
I would put Loki on that. I know you're playing the games.
Yeah, I don't know why Loki's not there. There you go. Loki should be in there over One Piece. The second season.
I like that you said that over One Piece, not the thing that you haven't seen, the fall of the House of Usher or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. But I'm 90% sure it'd be better than that. I forgot about it. It's just... And who knows? By the time we get to another episode, I would have seen it and I'll completely reverse my position. But yeah, okay, movies. For some reason, Flash is in number 10. I still haven't watched that. You watched it. You said it was okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, so I did see Flash movie. Aquaman. Which I think is kind of
didn't
in the same...
I didn't see Aquaman.
All right. That was fun. I think it was after the last ep. I don't know if I'd seen it and reviewed it then.
Probably.
But, yeah.
Probably after that.
Okay. I had a good time. It was pretty silly. You know, it was trying to do the whole bro humor. Like, he tricked his brother into eating, like, a cockroach at some point because he's never eaten, like, earthly things, even though he's the most, like, standard white New York business-looking dude ever. And he's just only ever lived in the ocean. And by the end of the movie, the big, like, post-credit scene is him just eating a cheeseburger and going, oh, this is all right. Pretty good. Should have been doing this a long time ago. And I think they changed, like, the script went through so many revisions, and you could tell that they basically cut...
Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
Yeah. She was barely in it. She got injured in the beginning and then, like, pops up right at the end for 2 seconds, and that's fine. I'm not complaining about that. She's largely a wet rag anyway. But, yeah, what's his name?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa. He's pretty good. Like, I'll watch him in anything. So, I think he was better in Fast and Furious X, to be honest. Like, had a bit more fun.
Well, yeah, you're playing himself. A bad guy. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Like, there was a really cringe scene at the end where he addresses, like, the United Nations. Like, the dialogue's so corny, like, all the way through the film. It's like George Lucas levels of shit. Like, the number of people that of hands that it passed through and they couldn't tweak it a little. But, yeah, it just does this whole, like, he rips the entire speech from, like, the Wakanda coming out to the world thing. Mm. And then at the end is, like, he does, like, a haka or something. There's a bunch of people in the audience that are clearly Polynesian. They're like, yeah, you're one of us. And it's like, how? They live underwater. Like, there's no direct connect.
So, I like that he's spoiling it for me. He didn't ask.
No. It's a silly blockbuster. You know exactly
it's my favorite thing is when he's like, I don't know if we can talk about Gen V, show that came out 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we can talk about I'm like, let's just talk about Aquaman, a movie that's still in the theaters.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure it's left the theaters. But, like, it's, you know what's going to happen. There's no surprises. And the whole, I think what happened, because in the comics, his son gets killed by the dude with the giant weird space helmet head.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did that, they shot that, and then they had a test screening, and the audience was like, nah, we're not going to fuck with, like, we can't handle a baby getting killed in a DC movie that's other than that, like, McDonald's Happy Meal level of humor and, like, tone. And then you randomly kill a baby. So they went back, reshot it, which is, I think, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, no, man, stay hardcore. But when I watched it, I was like, no, that's pretty... It wouldn't have made sense to, like, suddenly, in this schmaltzy, corny, hokey
and now,
thing...
now Aquaman's not going to matter because they're resetting the universe.
Yeah, it's all over. Well,
he's apart from Peacemaker, I mean, apparently.
Momoa is coming back as, like, Lobo.
Okay, allegedly.
Yeah, so that'll be good. I mean,
we don't know that. You don't apart. Know... You're just yeah. reading what you believe... You're just believing what you read on the internet.
Good old comicbook.com. Never lies.
Bro, you are such a fucking flip-flop of a comicbook.com. I have been consistent of fuck you.
Yeah. No, I
you spoiled Game of Thrones for me. Yeah, you're now fucking dead to me.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Alright.
And if I spoiled The Sixth Sense to you right as it fucking came out on the day you were gonna go see it, you would be upset too.
Probably, yeah. If it's in the title of the... Like, how did they... Like, did you read the article? Or was
as
it
I'm
the...
scrolling through fucking Facebook and it's like, Kit Harington is alive, and he's the son of...
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a dick move. If you're really invested in the show.
Cunts.
What was the name of the show they did, like, the spin-off that's a prequel? It's House of the Dragon or something?
Yes, House of the Dragon. Good show.
There's a new series called... it's a new season of Love on the Spectrum, which is a dating show for people with autism, like myself. They're a little bit more low-functioning, or you could say... I think the politically correct term now is... high needs, so need a bit more help around the house, that kind of thing. But amazing personalities. There's a guy named
can't say that joke.
I can always cut it out if it's that bad. But
I was gonna say, fuck it, we're doing it. Let's see if I remember to delete it.
Yeah.
So you're telling me the women that I dated are high maintenance? I can call them retarded.
Oh, the old R word. I flip flop on that, you know. Like, I won't use it on TikTok. But I hear it so often still in, like, the YouTube debate sphere. I'm like, it's normalized again for me. But, yeah, it's kind of ableist. So I don't endorse this terrible joke at all. I disavow.
Joke's on you. Yeah. I'm definitely autistic.
Yeah, I don't know about that whole, like, it's our N-word or something. I'm not sure if that flies.
But, First of all, it's definitely my N-word. The white man...
Oh, boy.
We made that word.
Yeah. You can't claim it back. So that show is amazing. What's his name? Fuck. There's this really cool character. And he's like me, but just like turned up to 10 with the anxiety. And the like he goes on this date and he's literally sitting there with these girls. And it's worth watching alone for this scene. And they'll sit down and be like, hi. So do you like going on nature walks? Do you like the countryside? And this chick's like, I don't know, I'm more of a city girl. And so you just, you know how you get the little thing when you go speed dating and it's got their name and the little comment section? He's like, does not like nature. And she's still sitting right there and there's a big box with yes or no. And he's like, no. Okay, nice to meet you. Like, it's just savage. And it was like three girls in and the producer's like, oh, maybe just wait till they leave before you decide, before you write out a whole like dissertation in front of them. Oh, wait, could they see that? Yeah, yeah, most people can read upside down, bro. Connor is his name. So he's my spirit animal. Wherever you are, Connor, love your work. But my whole point was, yeah, there was a group of, like, people, and they were talking, I think it was him that was talking about House of the Dragon. And he met up with a friend and he's like, oh, I've been watching this show. It's really good. It's called House of the Dragon, blah, blah, blah. And it's like got this extra title to it, like the actual full name. And, you know, I really enjoy it. And his friend's like, oh, yeah, I also like House of the Dragon, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, House of the Dragon, blah, 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 is now one of my favorite shows. It's like a combination of just every time they have to list.
How did we get to hit this?
I don't know. I'll have to play the clip somehow if I ever work out how to add in clips, but it's just beautiful. It just reminded me of, like, the number of friends I've got in the cosplay scene that just talk like this. Like, you can't just say, oh, you know, House of the Dragon, blah, blah, blah. They have to, like, list every... Very pedantic and accurate, and I'm here for it. Anyway, so The Flash, then 9, Killers of the Flower Moon, which I still haven't seen, but looks really sad. That's a Scorsese film, I think. It's got Leonardo, De Niro, all these favourites. Basically a bunch of Native Americans getting fucked over again. So that looks fun. Another 3-hour epic, so I'll probably have to wait till it's on Netflix or something. I still haven't seen Gangs of New York. Apparently that's, you know, one of his better ones. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, number 8. That's, I know, one of your favourite films. We talked about that last time, how much he loves it. A yep. Solid 10 out of 10 from him. 7, Five Nights at Freddy's. Still haven't watched that. I'm not really into that whole. My son watched some of the scary moments on YouTube and he had to be there. Super Mario Brothers, number 6.
Not deserve to be that high up.
No, it's, I guess they're just going on, like, attention. Yeah, it was better than I thought it would be, though. Like, went with the kid, had a good time, saw it through his eyes, then you're fine. I wouldn't go, like, by myself.
No, absolutely not. That would
be fucking weird.
My favourite character was the ghost.
Yeah, there was that one little, like, nihilistic...
Yeah.
Like, why
life
are we even...
is pain.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. There was a few little jokes for adults in there, which made it bearable. John Wick, Chapter 4. I know they're doing Chapter 5, which sort of retcons for me the end of Chapter 4. Because you know how he just lies down?
Mm.
And it's like, that's it, he's done. I guess all you have to review it as is... And he was really tired. He'd walked up that entire...
They buried him.
Did they?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe it was more like we want... It, the way they'll do it is like, okay, he's buried, but it's just so he can live like a free life now, doing his own thing. And he's like out of there. They think he's dead.
I feel like you're completely wrong.
What, you don't think they're doing a number 5?
No, they're doing a number 5 but I just don't think...
How are they going to bring him back then? How will they... justify the fact that they bury him?
I'm not going to try to surmise on how they're going to do
it. The oldest trick in the book is just to be like, yeah, that's his, like,
which is why I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay, well, they do it by the numbers till now, but okay. Other than, like, the intense, they just turn up the volume a little, but it's been fairly traditional, plot-wise, up till now. Mm. They haven't done anything, like, you know, super... As much as people rave about it, I don't think it's done anything... revolutionary. Did you watch spin-off series? I saw the first episode.
I watched the first episode and I went, Scott, this is...
Yeah, it's not...
It got into action very quickly and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. There's like these two brothers and they're like Irish or something and it's sort of set in the 70s, but it's a very different world than the one I knew about. It'll take bits and pieces from the real world. I like the movies, but it just feels too different and unconnected to anything that makes sense. But it's slick and it looks good, so if you like action, it's just without John himself, it just feels a little empty. And seeing, like, you know, the dude that died in real life, that runs the hotel, well, he's like the...
Yep. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's there, they have like a younger version of him, so that was cool to see him in there. And then like Mel Gibson as the hotel owner, that was weird. He just plays like grizzled bad guys now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, man, he's got a lot of tax debt to pay, or alimony. Number 4, The Little Mermaid. You catch it yet?
Didn't even realize it was out.
Yeah.
Thought it still hadn't released yet.
No, good for it. Guardians Volume 3.
Yeah, understandable.
Of the Galaxy, yeah, that was a good film. I'd watch it. I've only seen it that one time. I'll watch it again with someone that hasn't seen it, just to like get their take, but probably not again by myself. Barbie, still haven't watched.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm just Ken.
Okay. Everyone's upset that Ken got nominated for an Oscar, but not Barbie, or rather, Margot, Robbie. And they're like, it's just like the movie. Misogyny strikes again. There's an argument for that. There's also another argument that, you know, there are other women nominated for roles in that category. Yeah, possibly.
Then playing
like, it's not like they're not giving an award to any women, ever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to stay out of that one. I'll talk about Arab-Israeli conflict all day, but I'm not touching Barbie. One, of course, Oppenheimer.
Listen, I'll do the most dangerous thing in the world you can do as a man right now. Fuck Taylor Swift.
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to say something like, yeah, transphobic. No, but on, yeah, the Taylor Swift thing's up there.
Hold on. There's two more I've got to do. Fuck Harry Styles.
Ooh, okay.
Right? Those are fighting words. I've got to finalize it. Fuck BTS.
Oh, man. Now they're coming for us.
Yeah, we're good now.
Especially if you put that, like, in the title.
Yeah.
We don't care. We just don't want to live anymore.
Views right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck Taylor Swift, fuck Harry Styles, fuck BTS.
Jesus. Well, just don't leave New Jeans alone. They're my new favourite K-pop band. So then we've got the actors. Yeah, they're great. They're all female at least.
Also, when did you fuck your phone?
I'm getting a new one next week.
You've got your one's newer than mine.
Huh?
Your phone's newer than mine.
Yeah, but I drop things a lot. So that's why my new one is twice as strong. It's a titanium yellow. I don't know if it's actually made of titanium. That's the name of the colour. So, it's a good sign. S24, thank you.
Or you could just get a better case. Get a protective case.
I paid for the package. It comes with all that. And yeah, hopefully not be as slippery. I don't know how we're getting actors here that have been Googled a lot. Got Cillian Murphy, or is it Killian Murphy? Pretty sure it's Killian. Great guy.
I think it's Cillian,
Carla Gugino, I don't know who
I've heard people pronounce it both, but I think it's Cillian.
I'm going with Killian. We'll fight to the death on that.
I don't really give a fuck enough to argue about this.
Good, I win. Katie Sackhoff, love her. I haven't seen this new series that she did where she's like a space captain.
Katie? Oh, yeah.
She was in Battlestar Galactica. She was a great character in that. I recommend it. And then she did a series with an Australian actor playing a sheriff in America, like southern US state, like a cowboy type thing. Really good. Rebecca Ferguson, not sure who that is. Margot Robbie, I think she's one of ours. So I know who that is. Bella Ramsey, that's Last of Us.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Jenna Ortega thing. And the show wasn't mentioned down below. But Wednesday Addams should have been in that list. Yeah. I think good show. Ana de Armas. I know she's super hot, but I'm not sure what she's in, just off the top of my head. She strikes me as like a Bond girl level of...
She was in... I've seen... I just don't remember what they're fucking called. I've seen shit that she's in. Now I'm going to have to IMDb her.
Yeah, you care enough about Ana. Fuck Katie Sackhoff, but Ana, let's go.
I don't know who that is.
I think if you see her face, you'll recognise her. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, don't know her.
Yes, you do.
What's she from?
She was fucking... she was in Kick-Ass. She was Ramona from Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick-Ass, I only know...
No, wait, I'm sorry. She's not in Kick-Ass. But yeah. She's Ramona from... She's right. Ramona Flowers. Blade Runner, which is...
Peripheral, which got cancelled. But then I was watching Good Morning Australia or whatever today, and there was some writer on, and he's like...
She's in Fast X.
Wow, okay. She's made it. So the writer was mentioning, like, oh, I'm going to go back now because the writer strike's done. We're going to start working on Peripheral Season 2. And I was like, I swear to God, that was cancelled. So that's good because it wasn't, like, the best show, but it was a massive, like, Season 1 cliffhanger. You really need to know what happens next. So thank God we're going to get some closure. Pedro Pascal, number one. Yeah. The man himself. So that's the first post we've gotten through. George Carlin's estate. I don't know if you heard the stand-up that they did.
No, I didn't hear it, but I heard about the AI stuff coming.
Yeah, yeah. And even in the AI, he's like, oh, yeah, all these dead guys are going to bring him back, blah, blah, blah. Like, lists all the, like, famous dead comedians. Richard Pryor.
Robin Williams,
again, with the names. But, you know, it's a bit of a scary precedent because some of the jokes are actually pretty good. And apparently his estate is suing... the comedian who put it together, or whoever it was, some, like, online activist. So, yeah, not cool.
Because I would argue that's defamation, technically.
Mm.
You make that AI say anything, and then you can damage the legacy of, even just by producing...
Depends on what country you're in. Like, the laws for defamation do change. Like, in Australia, you could probably pull that off. But in America, you can pretty much say whatever you want with the First Amendment.
You're still damaging the legacy of George... Mm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that goes, I guess. I'd be just totally guessing. You could be right.
I know the laws here.
I'd lean towards free speech being used in that.
Because you're generating that person, you're claiming it's that person, essentially.
No, he's acknowledging thing. He's like, I am not George Carlin. Mm. I am the AI version, and we are going to take over. We're going to be the next thing. Mm. We're running you. He kind of makes light of it, like, hey, good luck. You know, this is how good we are. He's not pretending to be him. He's just Yeah, it's a bit weird, but it did surprise me how good some of the jokes were. And a bit, that is scary that they can come up with humor that's, because most of the, I haven't used like, I've used image generators a lot, but not like, and not for commercial purposes. But I haven't really used things like, what's the one where you just ask it a question?
ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT. And there's like newer versions of that from other people that are apparently even better. And it's scary because they'll come up, like you'll ask it some factual question. And a lot of the time, well, I don't know how often, but it can like produce false results. And when you ask it for sources, like, okay, where did you get that from? Because that seems wild. It'll just make up sources. So, yeah, they really need to fine-tune that shit before we can start relying on it. There's the Daredevil thing. Oh, yeah, are you going to watch Iron Claw? It's about a wrestling
thing. Yeah, well, the Von Erichs.
Yeah, I wasn't too aware of their legacy.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely watch it.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, fun. You'll look at the wrestling business differently after.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a guy from The Bear. I don't think it'll surprise me too much. I feel like it's, from what I've read, like I did read a review, and it sounded like the same family that Peacemaker had. Like the father's just this abusive, drunk asshole that like forces them into sacrificing their bodies for the love of the game. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
There's a lot of deaths. And there's even like the interesting thing about the review was like, oh, I looked into the real story of what happened. And the movie, as sad as it is, has to like pull some of that out.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would be just too sad.
Yep.
So the movie's actually the Von Erichs not as bad as the real.
Are considered cursed.
Yeah. Yeah, so fuck. But, you know.
As well made, due to the fact that the movie is currently in theaters, I'm not going to talk about what happened to the Von Erichs.
Yeah, good man. Someone's got principles.
Yes.
Yeah, so I might catch that soon. That's the only thing out right now that looks like kind of interesting.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow after I watch the Royal Rumble. I just dated what today is then, if you can figure it out. 2024 Royal Rumble. What's today?
Time of year. Yeah, I'll watch it in like a week on binge or something with my son because we loved it last year, so hopefully he still has love for it.
Speaking of binge, WWE, because we've already brought up WWE. I like that we've already... I love it.
WWE is on binge, right?
Still? Yes, but January 2025, new home.
Okay.
Netflix.
Interesting. Did they pay the big money for that?
They paid a $5 billion deal... secure the streaming rights for Monday Night Raw all the live streaming events, and eventually SmackDown, I imagine, will move over there. The deal is for 10 years, with Netflix has an option to cancel it at 5 years, or also has an option to extend it an additional 10 years.
So that's $5 billion over 10 years.
That's $5 billion over 10 years. All
right, okay, that's a little less insane, but still a lot of money.
That $5 billion for 10 years... was more money than Disney spent to purchase Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah, that is a lot of money, what way you put it. Like, fuck me. So are you going to, like, now not have to pay for those big events live?
I don't have to pay for those big events live anyway.
You know what I mean. Like, they do the PPE, whatever, pay-per-view.
They do. It's called a premium live event. Unless you're in America, I don't know what you're doing paying for fucking pay-per-views, because everything's included in binge. So if you're paying I don't know why you're waiting a week. It's live streamed on binge and
because then you get it all like squeezed together in a nice tight edit. Whereas if you watch it live, it just takes forever. It's like hours long.
It's the same length.
You sure?
Yes.
I felt like when I saw the edit, it was like fairly. There was no like loose. There was no dead air. It was no like.
There's never any dead air.
Okay. All right. Normally with sports events, you've got like half times and like the cheerleaders come out and all that bullshit. You want to get rid of all that.
None of that's in WWE.
I guess that's why people love wrestling, because it just cuts out all the bullshit straight to the action. All right. Well.
You don't want to see a soap opera where people beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. What are you, crazy? All right. Well, I'll mention it to his mum because I won't be there. But so you're saying it's on tomorrow.
Yep. Probably around 11, I'm guessing.
All right, I'll throw that out there. Yeah, some Ubisoft twat exec said we have to get comfortable with not owning games.
I knew you'd, Mr. Physical Media, would have a problem with this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
As someone who's had Game Pass for like 4 years, okay. It's real simple.
I mean, I can't justify Game Pass because I don't play often enough, but I just want to have a big game comes out, I just want that one game. Yeah. I'll just buy that and then just concentrate on it for 6 months. It makes more sense.
So. I don't play every game on Game Pass. I play some. I know. And the ones that I really like, I'll pay a little extra so that I can have forever.
Mm. Yeah, but they're talking about that. Just that's not even going to be an option. And that's probably the way it's heading, and I'm not a fan. But
no, that's not. I tell you now, there is a 0% chance that's going to happen, because they'll fucking run out GameStop, and GameStop ain't letting that happen. GameStop, JB, all these fucking places are going to take a massive loss, and you're going to do a huge dent to the industry. You're still going to have the option to own physical fucking editions of stuff.
Yeah, you'd hope so. But I mean, there's a lot of physical media type places, like Blockbuster and Video Easy and all those.
You mean, I like that you named the two rental places.
Yeah, but the two, it's still physical media, and you can bring it back, you're picking it up, it's an actual thing. I mean,
yes,
I guess you
the
can
rental
still buy
places.
DVDs.
Exactly.
I just hope you're right. So
I've known of one physical media place that has closed in the last whatsoever. Oh, I'm sorry, two. Game and Sanity. That's it.
Didn't Kmart stop selling DVDs? Or one of those like big box department stores? Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares?
I'm pretty sure David Jones and Myers
stopped.
It wasn't
their main thing anyway.
Yeah. AO Ed Abiri just won at the Emmys. I should go through all the Emmys, but who gives a fuck? Wait for the Oscars. But she got Outstanding Supporting Actress for The Bear, so good for her. I loved her. She was like one of my favorite characters. Real strong black woman, and just more of them in the media, please. Ubisoft said, yeah, I posted that twice. Okay.
He wanted to make sure he had two editions of it, so that Ubisoft couldn't take it away from him.
Nice. So Majors obviously was fired from everything. We know that. Jonathan Majors, who was playing the big bad in the upcoming Marvel stuff. He also lost the role he had in as Dennis Rodman. So that sucks, because he does, I can see the resemblance. Yeah. It's uncanny with Dennis Rodman. He's got the lips and the head.
One thing I'll say about Jonathan Majors, but before that, I'm also going to piss off another group of people. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Australia Day.
Okay.
That's just going to piss a bunch of people off.
Change the day. Invasion Day, you mean?
No, I mean Australia Day. Oh, see? Okay. I'm just digging. See, if they know I'm doing it, they're literally to piss them off. You can't cancel me.
Yeah.
Listen, say what you want about Jonathan Majors, but in that footage of him running away, the guy who trained for Creed 3 and a woman in heels caught him. All I'm saying.
Yeah. If you really wanted to get away.
You didn't want it that bad.
You could have.
How bad do you want it?
He was convicted of misdemeanor assault and harassment. Almost immediately they dropped the actor. I don't know how the fuck they're going to work around that, other than like, well, you know, there's 20, 30,000 different versions of Loki played by God knows how many actors and creatures. There could be other versions of Kang that don't look like Kang, which always confused me. Like, how come every Kang looks the same? So maybe they'll just do that, or I think they're going to rejig the entire thing for it to be a different character that could be Doom. But yeah, we don't really know until they come out with some previews. What's he said? How is that possible based off the evidence? This is Jonathan Majors. Based off the prosecution's evidence, let alone our evidence, how is that possible? Obviously, he's not happy with the way it went. He maintains it didn't happen. Apparently, he's responded to the news of being fired, but it's not in this article. All right, well, we don't know. Screen Rant, I could be wrong, but I could not find anywhere in that article anything about what he said regarding the MCU loss, just about the case itself. Obviously, he wouldn't be happy. If he is innocent, even though he was found guilty, so in that case, I really have to kind of land on like, gee, I hope he wasn't one of the many black men in America that have been falsely convicted. But you got to believe women. And it was a court of law, so I'm just going to fucking step away from all of that and hope he gets the help he needs, and that the victim also ends up in a better place. That sounds worse, doesn't it? It's generally like when you're not alive, if you're in a better place.
I don't know, man. I could be in Tahiti right now. Sounds like a better
place. I mean, it would be warmer than... It would probably be the same temperature, but just there'd be a beach.
I'd be on a beach, drinking my hand.
So the Aquaman... Yeah, there was something about how much money it didn't make. Because the first one made like $1 billion. And it still made some money. It made 400 million or so. I haven't looked at the total since this post. But like, it made more than Black Adam. So, you know, it wasn't a total flop. It's just the expectations were never met. So, and it probably, how much did they spend on it? I don't have to go into the maths, but yeah, it's the last one. We've talked about that. It's James Gunn now. It's Peacemaker and the rest.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see what he comes up with. I don't like the look. like the new Superman. He feels like Henry Cavill from Wish.com or whatever. Like, here's the Henry Cavill we have at home, but and all those jokes. But we'll see. He could surprise me. Oh, that was like a question we could do. If you've got an Avatar-sized budget to adapt a video game into a movie.
I'll be honest, I've been thinking about that for a little while right now. I'm just like, fuck, what have I been playing?
And yeah, because there's so many good video games, but most of them have already been adapted. Yeah. Other than like Metroid Prime, maybe. Or you could do like a Smash Brothers-style thing.
Fuck no.
No? Because that's got everyone. Yeah, it'd be like Mortal Kombat, but with all like ridiculous characters.
But we've got Mortal Kombat, so...
Yeah, but they're all just the characters from that game.
I'm thinking Jack and
Dexter. Released in the film. Jack what?
Jack and Dexter.
Okay, but would it be CGI or like the Super Mario Brothers movie where it's kind of a mix?
I would have the initial one be a CGI sort of live action-y thing.
Mm.
Until I would have the three games as one movie.
Because I never played them. I
know one, two, and three.
He's got attitude, right?
Yeah, he's definitely got attitude. He's got the first one's very different to the second and then the third. But also, we're an hour and fucking 17 minutes in. Yeah, nobody's here anymore.
The longer you leave it, the longer the next episode will be. So it's like an old rule thing, algorithm. Mine, just because it happened to be the next post, probably. And also, the more I think about it, the cooler it will be, even though it's based on real life to a degree. But to have settings that are clearly GTA, like I'm talking about Grand Theft Auto as a movie. Like, so it's not LA. It's Los Venturas. Or whatever, like all those places. You could go to Vice City and you're like, oh, this is pretending to be Miami, but it's got its own distinct things that make it Grand Theft Auto. That would be really cool. And I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the number 6. Somehow, in some bizarre universe, you wouldn't have watched it, but...
For what?
Grand Theft Auto 6.
No, I try to keep myself from seeing anything for that.
You for real? You haven't seen the trailer?
No, I have not.
That's
seen
crazy. It. I'm not sure I believe you. I see it. Okay. Yeah, pretty
solid. I mean, I could have been going and I was like, listen, I already know I'm going to buy the game. I don't need to see the trailer.
Yeah. It doesn't show too much. I mean, we get a glimpse at the graphics, I guess.
And then there's
finally get a female character.
Florida Joker's trying to sue him. That's going to go as well as when Lindsay Lohan tried to.
Yep. Or Jack, whatever. There's a lawyer that was trying to sue them for some bullshit about it being too violent. That didn't go well for him.
Yeah, sue Rockstar. See how that goes.
It's a likeness, but he's a public figure because he was... It was all published in the paper, so yeah.
But also, it's still not even based on him. It's just a random Florida dude, because at that point, if he then secures the rights to Florida Joker, he's then going to get sued by DC. The man's not fucking thinking straight.
True. Yeah. No, I did watch, there's a lawyer channel.
And you can't argue that it's fucking, but I'm a parody of Joker. Okay, cool. So what sort of fucking thing are you putting on this? What reflection to society are you fucking doing? No, that's not a parody.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting hands on it. And apparently it's going to be the most expensive video game ever. I mean, like near $200 or something.
Didn't hear that. Heard it was just going to be the same regular price.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where's your source?
It was Reddit. No, they never lie. People on Reddit are always perfectly honest. So we'll see. But yeah, the 18-year-old hacker was sentenced to life in prison for, I think it was English.
In a hospital prison.
Arion Curtage, an autistic teenager. They have to mention the fact that he's autistic.
Which just means he's going to be out in like 3 years working for the English government.
Yeah, possibly. They'll shuttle him away into some like hacking like cell that can like fuck with North Korea or something in revenge.
But again, it's not even going to be a cell.
The funniest thing is he was on bail at the time and under police protection in a hotel like being watched. And he had a laptop banned, but he used an Amazon Fire Stick that he'd smuggled in, accessed the hotel TV... And managed to hack the source code using that. So the dude's got skills. He was like Iron Man in the cave.
Mm.
You know? Like, have you ever played with a hotel TV? I can't even program the channels. And he's somehow got like source code from a Blockbuster video game developer. Give him some credit for that. He was found unfit for trial due to his autism, but deemed highly motivated to return to cybercrime. So he's just been chucked in a mental asylum for the rest of his life. Don't fuck with Rockstar is the lesson there.
If anything, Rockstar might hire him.
Yeah, that would be a nice kind of circle. I don't know if they would themselves pick him up, but there's a podcast I listen to called The Darknet Diaries, and there's lots of similar journeys of someone that went off the rails as a young kid, all the usual reasons, no father figure, bad influences, all that, trying to impress other friends online, and just did some ridiculously over the top hack, got some time, and then got out and became like what they call a white hat hacker. So he'll like do red team, blue team things and try and corporate show them their the weaknesses. And you get paid if you can go to Vodafone or Microsoft and be like, look, here's an obvious hack that I did, but this is me showing you what someone could do if they wanted to. And then you get paid for that. So,
or like the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah, yeah. I love that movie. That is underrated. I don't know if it won any awards, but yeah, it's...
Well, I'll tell you what, it definitely didn't win. Definitely didn't win Best Actor.
No. It's a crime. So these are the big movies coming out this year. We've got Deadpool 3. Obviously, that's the one I'm probably anticipating most. Just after Venom 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm more excited about Beetlejuice 2.
I haven't even seen Venom 2.
Yeah, we haven't seen 2? Venom 2, and you're excited about Venom 3.
It's going to be a game changer. Yeah, I've heard some things. Trust me.
He's got the inside scoop.
Yep.
Is he telling us?
Inside Out 2 looks good too, because that's basically how I see my brain. That it's so scary how accurate that movie is, with like all the different personalities running around. Don't you relate to having multiple distinct characters in your head?
Nah, none of them. None of them have been in charge for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Just.
There's usually just one that just tells them what to do.
Dune 2 should be big. Ghostbusters 4.
Isn't Dune 2 out?
No. I would know. I loved the first one. Like the whole world. That director, Denis Villeneuve, like anything he does, it's just gold. There's some new Lord of the Rings thing. The War of Rohirrim. So I'm guessing it's some kind of prequel.
I keep going out of frame.
Amazon. Yeah, you got to watch that. Gladiator 2 has got like Denzel Washington.
When do you think Dune 2 is out?
Probably near the end of the year. I know there were some delays.
It's March.
Okay, shit. All right, that's happening.
Have I seen Dune 1? No. Fuck. Like, gonna watch Dune 1? No.
Damn. That's good shit.
I don't give a fuck about sandworms.
It's not just about sandworms.
I'll go watch the Sarlacc pit 7 more times. Okay. But if I watch it 7 times...
Apparently Christopher Judge made a crack about Call of Duty.
Yeah, I remember that.
And everyone got upset. My speech was actually long. I can't do his voice. But he's got the most deep... There's a reason why he's a voice actor, put it that way. My speech was actually longer than this year's Call of Duty campaign. He said at some awards ceremony. It's a good joke. Fucking get over it. He's right. Hideo Kojima and Jordan Peele are doing a game/movie collaboration, so that should be wild.
Yeah.
Fucking two of my favourite people in one thing. Like, more of that, please. Okay, we got the Game Awards winners. Who cares?
Yeah, I swear we went through the Game Awards last time as well. But even if we didn't, here's where I'll go. Ready? This is all you need to know. Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, that won everything.
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Mario. That's it.
Yeah. Sony announces the removal of over 1,000 seasons of TV shows from PlayStation's users library. Here's another argument for physical media.
Well, that's
even
when...
if you pay for stuff on there, like you buy a movie online.
You understand that. You understand taken away. That's just going to turn into a class action lawsuit.
I hope so. Because, yeah, Sony can be real cunts sometimes. So Carl Urban has been cast as Wolverine in Deadpool 3. Huh. So that's just a variant. That's like some Loki shit. That's probably how they bring him over to the regular Marvel series, but like the whole rope in that Loki type situation. They're making less MCU movies, by the way. I think Deadpool's the only one next year. So that's probably a good thing. Less frequent, better quality. Actor James Earl Jones is now being replaced by AI. So, you know. Sometimes he asked for that.
Has he pulled a Peter and not doesn't know the actual story? Because like he still gets paid. He's still listed as a consultant.
I did read the article.
Okay.
This time he did sort of go right. I'm done. This is enough. I'm like 100. Can you just ease me out of this? And they're like, that's cool. We got enough clips. We'll just recycle them. Like they did with Toy Story 3, I think it was the potato guy, and that wasn't like his choice. He died, but they, you know, his family respected it, and good for them. In a case like that, I see the point of AI voices, but when it's like they've got permission, he's still alive.
Yeah, and he'll still get paid as a consultant, and hell, they'll probably fucking give money to his estate when he eventually passes away too.
Did we do the Marvels review?
I don't remember, but here's what I'll say. Won't see it again.
Oh, you did watch it?
Yeah. I mean, it's an important movie.
We'll watch a movie together one day.
It's an important movie, but I wouldn't see it twice.
No. I liked.
I don't most like. Of it. I didn't like how the X-Men CGI was.
Oh, okay. What did they CGI?
Beast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just do the fucking makeup.
Yeah. They're using Beast from, like, the X-Men cartoon.
It's still Kelsey Grammer, though.
Mm. Where was he Beast before?
All the X-Men movies.
Mm. Interesting. So, but the older ones, not the new ones that was, like,
the Fox class. Ones. Yes, the X-Men 1, X-Men 2. Well, he wasn't in X-Men 1, but he was in X-Men 2, 3, and all the other ones. First Class. He was in First Class. Okay, oh, no, he wasn't in First Class, but he was in Age of Origins or whatever.
Saw the one where...
First Class is, like, the only one he's not in.
Yeah, but then there was another one after that where
it's the same Beast, yeah. It's that one, and it's, like, the Days of Future Past.
Okay. Well, he's great, whoever he is. And, you know, I think they're doing a new Frasier. I'm sorry. Frasier.
Did you just... Okay, I was like, whoever he is, Kelsey guy and then I was like, what? Yeah. And then you brought up Frasier, I'm like, what?
No, I know who he is, I just mean like, fine, whoever they're using, that guy is doing a good job, and I also like Frasier. I just don't, it's hard to connect him to the Beast, but I know he's smart, so that makes sense, because he's got that like scholarly voice, that Bostonian accent. I thought it was fine, it'll be interesting to see how they slowly bring it all over, like how she's going to bust through back into her reality and then bring the X-Men with her. That would be pretty cool. So there's stuff happening. We might have to wait till next year to see it, but it's exciting. There was a scene with a bunch of cats I wasn't real keen on, because at one point they're like, we've got all these like random
I saw that coming. Scrolls. I saw that fucking coming, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, we've got a lot of cats.
And the second they were like, I don't know what that is, I'm like, that's going to be eggs for fucking what's-his-fame.
Yeah, that's going to be, yeah. It's like not
the second you were like so. The second you were like, oh, you're a bit fat, I'm like, that's pregnant.
Yeah. And then suddenly there's like little egg sacs everywhere. Yeah, I'm not really quick on the mark with this stuff, but I did know what was going on before. But you know, once you watch a lot of movies like this, it kind of is a cycle. There's tropes that get used. Yeah, no, what confused me, right, though, was at the beginning they had all these like random scrolls that they had to get rid of, like, hey, we just saved this planet, or at least delayed the destruction of it.
Yeah, so we saved as many people on here as we could. Yeah.
Can someone come and help me with them? Because we've got a lot of them on this spaceship that, you know, we can't really just leave them floating around on. And so she's like, hang on, I know someone. And then brings up Valkyrie with a rainbow bridge. He's like, cool, I got you. And then, no worries, fam, let's go. Brings them all back to, like, the Valkyrie new Asgardia on Earth.
New Zealand.
Right. Or Iceland or wherever they're
supposed to be. It's New
Zealand. Okay. But I mean,
In the canon, it's New Zealand.
In the films, I'm pretty sure they're saying it's like somewhere in Scandinavia.
I swear to God, it's New Zealand.
No, it's not New Zealand.
Well, it is in reality, but...
Yeah, where they're filming it, probably. But where it is, like, in canon, it's... Because there's, like, the whole
connection... No, it's Scotland.
Fuck.
Oh, wait. No, that was the other... That was the second...
Probably where they shot it. New Asgard. Where is New Asgard?
Norway.
Norway. Fucking boom. I knew it. See, someone's paying attention. Norway have a lot of money too, so they can handle it. They've got like $1.6 trillion in just a fund sitting there because of all their taxes and the amount of, like, they keep finding more shit. Like, hey, all that natural gas, we gotcha, but we're not going to use it. We're going to build hydroelectricity stuff, so we're not, like, contributing to global warming. But we'll sell the stuff, but we're not going to use it ourselves. And then they're like, phosphate? Is that something people want? Because we've got a fuck ton of it. Hello? Like the largest ever haul, and we're not going to be the next like New Mia and get rid of it all in 10 years, buy Lamborghinis and then become dirt poor. Sorry, history reference. Yeah, but the cat scene bothered me because like suddenly you've got this space station filled with generally good people. A few are a bit clueless, but yeah, they're like, hey man, we need to get off this thing now because it's falling apart. What do we do? I know, we'll put them all inside cats. Let's not ring up Valkyrie again. Because we already showed we could do that. We made a whole point of it. Like, you could almost call it foreshadowing. But no, well, let's use the cats. Anyway, it was fun to watch the cats catch everyone. But it just seemed a little hokey and like, silly for the point of it. Just, like, forced. But other than that, yeah, there was some good banter between the main characters. And it was a pity that it didn't do as well as people hoped. Like, you know, it didn't make the billions the first one did, but there's theories that that's because women saw that trailer and was like, this is a movie for chicks. I need to watch this, and it's, like, empowering. Like, the scene with her getting up every single time in the trailer.
Listen, I wouldn't call it a chick movie, but at the same point in time...
The first Captain Marvel, I mean.
Oh, right? Even then I wouldn't call that a chick movie.
All women were like, I need to watch that because it's for me. This one didn't really sell it that hard.
Despite...
It was like, you need to have watched 20 other movies for this to make sense.
Despite fucking the musical thing that I thought was a bit much.
Which one?
And I love musicals. The singing planet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was like a Bollywood planet or something. Yeah. That was a bit weird. Nice looking place. It was like Monte Carlo with, you know, a sort of oriental twist.
Mm.
This is pretty funny. Talking about spoilers and people getting upset about said spoilers, a cop was recently sentenced for pointing his service pistol at his colleague because they had spoiled Top Gun.
Maverick. No, he threatened him to not spoil Top Gun. Read the fucking article.
Well, I read enough to remember that much. So he didn't even spoil it. He just nearly spoiled it. Mm. And the guy's like, if you do spoil it, I will shoot you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Probably shouldn't be in that job then. But yeah, you're a little bit off the frame. There we go. Someone, again, is paying attention. But yeah, so watch out for, like, angry white men with badges. Generally never a good combination.
Hey, you guys see my new badge?
What else we got? Zero punctuation. Oh, yeah, that was, like, one of my favorite, like, reviewer guys. Zero punctuation. I would say Google that, but don't, because he left that site he'd been on for, like, 15 years or something.
I don't know who that is.
Does this ring a bell? Get off the fucking page, you cunt. Why are you in the way of the... Anyway, nothing makes me more mad than pop-up ads. I thought we got rid of those in the early 2000s. I know they were a plague then. At some point, they stopped. And then now, you know, unless you're online on a...
It wasn't even a pop-up ad. That's a pop-up ad.
Unless you're on, like, a browser, because my computer, my PC has, like, all the ad blockers. My phone, not so good
with that stuff. Wow. Fucking ad blocking scum.
Right, so Yahtzee, Crosshaw. Yahtzee Croshaw, not sure how you say that, is the voice of Zero Punctuation. Very distinct.
I don't know who it is.
Well, I'll send you a fucking clip.
I don't watch reviewers. I watch the things they review.
Yeah, but trust me, he's funny as fuck. And he does it really fast. He's like, he talks at 2x or 2.5 times speed, and he just kills it. But he's resigned from The Escapist, and now they've got like a new thing called Second Wind, which is doing all kinds of cool stuff. So check them out. Link in the bio. It won't be, but just that's what people say.
Despite he can also edit it himself.
I won't. Okay, while I'm editing it and I hear myself say that, I might write down a link and then try and add it into the thing I see. I don't know. I'll do something.
He won't.
Yeah, they're a good like gaming review channel. They're kind of like, they remind me of the one you used to watch, Red Rooster or something.
Rooster Teeth,
yeah.
Before
that was our biggest
episode.
We did like, I referenced it vaguely in the title.
Oh, yeah.
And it somehow boosted the algorithm.
So, yeah, because it was drama at the time.
Everyone's about the drama. We got to just...
Which is why this one's going to do so well. Yeah, fuck Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Fuck...
Well, also Hassan. Like, people watch a lot of stuff. What do they call it? Like, drama farmers?
I don't know.
And they just like, they'll latch onto some big internet celebrity and just like mention his name as much as possible. Or her name. Like Amaranth. Or there's that chick that...
Who?
She's like a gamer streamer chick. There's a lot of these streamers. And other people will like just, you know, do clickbait titles about that streamer to get their own thing going. Henry Cavill is in the lead in Highlander. So that looks fucking cool. The director of John Wick. Bring that on. It's happening, confirmed, early 2024.
And much like Henry Cavill, unfortunately, there can only be one.
Yeah. I'd love a few more of those. So there we go. That's 93 done then. So I did write.
Enjoy dessert. Get the fuck out.
Love yous all.